the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Since the 1980s, it's been a well-known fact that smoking can affect your health. Recent studies at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center in Springfield, Missouri, has linked smoking to not only poor health, but also chronic pain. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and today I'm here with Jordan Hawkins, research technician at Jordan Valley Innovation Center, to discuss this recent research.
The basic idea of the nicotine study was actually one through clinical observation that migraine patients who also are heavy smokers did not really appear to respond to traditional triptan therapies, which are the most common treatment prescribed for migraine. And really clinically, you know, that's just something that everybody's always kind of known, but nobody's ever really kind of figured out why. And so that was kind of something that we wanted to set out to do, is understand nicotine's role and what it actually does to the trigeminal system and how it responds and works with sumatriptan especially.
Nicotine, like other drugs, attacks the body. Hawkins explains a bit about this process.
One of the things that we're kind of finding is nicotine alone at levels that is comparable to about 32 cigarettes, so about a pack a half a day, and that's kind of what is generally considered to be moderate to heavy smoking. They actually activate some of the inflammatory proteins that are also implicated in migraine. We're just studying nicotine specifically. I do realize there are thousands and thousands of chemicals in a cigarette that also play roles in some of the things that we're finding with migraine, but we specifically pick nicotine because it's the most common studied in smoking. It's the most addictive substance, and it seems to play a critical role in a lot of the neurological aspects that go along, mostly because they bind to acetylcholine receptors, and so they obviously can affect the way that your brain processes certain inputs.
According to Hawkins, many researchers all over the world are conducting studies to discover how acute pain becomes chronic pain.
Everybody's trying to figure out how that transition happens from acute pain to chronic pain. And so chronic pain, what we understand, is a constant, it's kind of like a constant barrage. When your system is constantly receiving inputs, what happens is you get this buildup of excitatory proteins and you cause spontaneous triggering of the neurons. And so that can happen both out in the peripheral and in the central nervous system.
The Jordan Valley Innovation Center contains research and development laboratories for the hospitals, biosensor research, microtechnology research, military applications, as well as Missouri State University laboratories for the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences and the Center for Applied Sciences and Engineering. Hawkins is a graduate student of biology as well as a research technician at JVIC.
We at JVIC, we do a lot of studies, not just in migraine. We do in TMD, which is also a chronic pain and inflammatory condition. And so it's the same system. So a lot of it is the same pathways, the same inflammatory proteins, and it kind of correlates quite a bit. I mean, there's a lot of studies that are done that are on comorbid conditions with migraine and TMD and muscle pathologies. Further results from this study will hopefully be able to be published. We're going to work on this summer, but I've also been given the awesome opportunity to present my data actually at the AHS, which is the American Headache Society meeting, out in California this year.
That was Jordan Hawkins, research technician at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.